Life's most difficult task. Life's most difficult task. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capital, California, bringing you instant inspiration. Life's most difficult task. Now, what do you think is life's most difficult task? Well, you say earning a living, taking care of the family. You say going to college or school or whatever it is that you're doing at the moment. And you're partly right. Life's most difficult task is whatever we're doing at the moment. Whatever we're doing at the moment. Because we're doing it new. Now, we may say that we have done it before. We say we washed the dishes before. But you haven't. You have never washed the dishes the way you're washing them today. You have never scrubbed the floor the way you're doing it today. You have never raked the leaves. You have never gone to your office and sat at your desk in just the way you're doing it today. You have never greeted your fellow workers. You have never greeted your neighbor. You've never greeted your family just the way you're doing it today. It's a very difficult task because it's always new. It's always new. There's always underlying, undercurrent activities that go on in life's experience where the neighbors are not being kind. They chased your dog out of their yard. And you, how dare you chase my dog out of your yard? He was going over there to do his duty, so he didn't do it in our yard. My goodness sakes, what is all this about? And you see, your attitude makes trouble for you. But instead of saying, oh, my God, Fido, come over here. Fido, tell him you're sorry now. Now, Fido, here's a plastic bag. Go pick it up and bring it home. You know? I mean, you can teach your dog to do lots of things. And if you can't teach him, then you do it yourself, you know. Isn't that right? So, you see, these are things that we do, and we make such big hang-ups over them, and we make such big argument over them, instead of just saying, hey, you're right. That's your yard. He shouldn't be messing in your yard. Mess in his own yard, you know. Just because we have been delinquent in training him, we didn't teach him how to jump up in the toilet seat and do his duty and then push the lever down with his, he can take his paw and he can tap you on the leg and say, hey, I'd like some of whatever you're doing up there. That same paw can go up on the toilet lever and push it down and flush away whatever he's done. You know, they have very clean bottoms. And we don't do that. Now, some cats have been known to be taught to do that, and some dogs have been known to taught to do that. But it takes a little bit of extra time to do that. Now, have you taught your dog to come when you call him? Mm-hmm. Instantly, on every circumstance, regardless whether it's a cat? You know? Have you taught your dog to do this? If you have, then what you're saying is that you love your pet. But if you're saying more, you love yourself. Because when you speak your word, it should be done, right? Mm-hmm. You speak your word and the universe trembles to accomplish whatever it is that you want. Now, why is it that each little incident is life's most difficult circumstance, most difficult task? Because each incident is fresh and new for all of us. We've never done that before. We've never washed the dishes in just the way that we're doing now. We've never done any of the things in just the way we're doing now. We haven't. And you say, well, sure we have. I've washed the dishes for 365 days of the year. But every day it's different. Every day there's different leftovers on the plate. Every day there's different things. Sometimes the fork is dirty on the tongs and sometimes dirty on the handle. You have to be careful to wash both, you know. So we are looking at things from a totally different point of view, and we don't really pay attention, and we don't really realize that life's most difficult task is what we're doing right at the moment. Now, let's change that around. Life's most fabulous opportunity is what we're doing at the moment. Life's most fabulous opportunity is what we're doing at the moment. Can you imagine that? Life's most fabulous opportunity is what we're doing at the moment. Now, what are we doing at the moment? Now, we have a statement here on campus and with the University of Healing. Be yourself and have fun. And you say, okay, now, how can I be myself? What What does it mean to be myself? What does it mean to not only have fun, but to be myself? Who am I? Well, that you have to decide. You decide by saying, I'm either flesh or blood, or I'm spirit. Now, if you're flesh and blood, then respond to it as a flesh and blood thing. Respond to it that I live in my ideal
spirit, mind, and body.
I am wealthy. I am surrounded by harmonious beings and harmonious circumstances. I surround this car with my pure white light of love. All its ways are peace and all its paths are pleasantness. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love as a table blessing. This food is filled with love and healthy for my body. Now, do we say that every time? Mm-hmm. No, we don't. Ellen is so quick to say, yes, we do. Ellen?
Yes.
Let me ask you a very idiotic question. At how many meals could I ask you the question, did you say your blessing? And what is your answer?
Every.
No. Your answer is, I think I did. Your answer is not that I did, but I think I did. Didn't we? We did say it, didn't we? We did say it, didn't we? Now, this goes around like that. And you are not paying attention to what you're doing. You're not saying, this food is healthy for my body and filled with love. And then you eat your little morsel of grain of rice, you know, and you say, wow, that was good, you know. Now, masters can do that. Why can't we? Are you a master?
Mm-hmm.
I doubt it. If you're a master, then you'll do that too. See, if you're a master, you'll say, just give me one little grain of rice. That's my full menu. I love it. And then chew on it for, you know, 6 or 8 hours. If you can keep it from being swallowed. Yeah. So, but really, we do things so by rote. We do things so by common habit of saying, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debtors, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thou is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever and amen. See, now, and Hail Mary, full of grace, you know, and all that sort of stuff. You don't know what you're saying. I live in my eternal body. I live in my ideal spiritual minded body, and I'm wealthy, and I'm. I change it for you. I change it for you, not because I want to make it easy for you. I want to make it hard for you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make you stop and think. I live in my eternally perfect ideal spirit, mind, and body. Well, I took off the eternally perfect. And now you're all, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. You know, you want to get that other out because you're in such a habit of doing it. You're in such a habit of doing it. You see, it's a wonderful obstacle. It's a wonderful challenge. And it doesn't make it right or wrong or anything like that. All it does is make a slight change. And change is very difficult for people who live with habits. Now, what kind of sister do you have? Well, okay. Now, let's just pretend for a minute that you're a master, okay? What kind of sister do you have? Oh, the most delightful, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious girl that ever existed on the face of the earth. Oh, how about that? I thought she just gave you a hard time over something. Yes, she gave me what would appear to other people to be a hard time, but to me, it was just an opportunity for me to see deeper into the programs of her heart and what she's doing and the things that concern her. So I can be more loving to her. So I can be more understanding. So I can be more compassionate with her. Sounds interesting. Why don't we be compassionate without having to have them go through a difficult time? Surround your sister with your pure white light of love. Surround your sister with abundance and harmony and wholeness. Surround your sister with everything fantastic, you know? And what's going to happen? She won't have to go through hard times. She won't have to have a difficult time. She will find everything just as smooth as silk. You see? So, life's most difficult task is living in the moment. Because in the moment we are disinclined, we are discouraged from being positive.
You got to be realistic about this.
Well, you don't have to be realistic about anything. When you go around saying, I like me, and you're not very likable. You're not a nice person at all. You're the kind of person they slam the door when they see you coming and lock it and bar it. You know, they don't want you in their house at all. So, and you go around saying, I'm a nice person, I'm a nice person, I'm wonderful, I like me, I like me, I like me. And they hear it and they say, boy, that person really has loose marbles upstairs, you know. And not really. That person really has a wonderful attitude and a wonderful head of marbles. Really balanced, because they're putting the cause in motion, right? And with that cause in motion, they're going to get those results. Life's most difficult task is being ourself. And not because we don't know who ourself is. Because I am divine. That's who I am. I am God. That's who I am. I am wonderful. That's who I am. I am the pure white light of love. That's who I am. I am everything good and beautiful. That's who I am. Now, is that so difficult? I mean, it's the truth. It's the truth of all. Everyone is that way. Every single being on the face of the earth. But how many are willing to say that about themselves? Even ministers. And you know, I come back to this one so often because it's so much fun. Where Jesus said, be ye perfect even as is your Father which art in heaven. We're supposed to be perfect like God from our human point of view. That's right. Jesus wasn't talking to the spiritual man. He was talking to the human man. He said, judge not. You think a spiritual being can judge? No. He said, seek. Well, you think a spiritual being seeks? A spiritual being is, right?
Yeah.
A spiritual being doesn't seek, it is. So now, when we start putting ourselves in that relevance of being a spiritual being, being a divine being, right now, we will, right now, fulfill everything that we want to fulfill just by our thinking about it, which we do in part. We don't do it totally because we aren't really honest with ourselves. I say, Anita, how do you like your new car? Oh, just fine. Which one is it you're talking about? And if I said, Anita, how do you like your new car? You would know which one I'm talking about. And you would have it. Even if you didn't have it in fact, you would have it mentally. Oh, yes, yes, I like my little Porsche. They're so cute, you know, they're so wonderful. I drive around and they're just boy picker-uppers, you know. They're just really wonderful cars to have. And then when I get to feeling a little bit of my wild oats, I just step on the gas, go vroom, you know, on some vacant roadway and just have a wonderful time. Yeah, yeah. But you see, the thing is, can you imagine that? Did you go vroom with me on the car on a vacant roadway? Well, you see how easy it was for me to plant seeds in your mind? Oh, no. It's just as easy for you to do it, too. And don't worry about if you plant the right seeds for the right thing. Everything is right.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is right. Do you have a perfect body? You bet your life. Is your body just like everybody else's? Not at all. Unique and beautiful. Do you have perfect eyes? Perfect ears? Do you have perfect sensitivity? Sure you do. So, take life's most difficult task, and that's living in the now, and make it life's easiest task, living in the now. Just enjoy yourself, be yourself, and poof, everything is yours. Everything is yours. But when you start saying, I have difficult times, I feel unhappy for myself, I don't know what to do, then you don't know what to do. and you're unhappy, and you'll continue that way. So wake up, America. Wake up, world. This is your wake-up call to be yourself and have fun. Life's most difficult task made easy by me. I love you.
I love you.
You bet.